Head coach Dan Da Silva is here.
Thank you.
6-3 victory tonight. Great start. 3-0 lead. 3 goals on 5 shots. The worst thing I think that could have happened was the goaltender change and giving up a goal 8 seconds after that.
Yeah, I agree. And it's something we talk about lots is the importance of shifts after goals. It's a big responsibility, whether it's a goal for or a goal against. There's momentum here. And we got to, in that case, with us being up 3, it was something we needed to keep and protect, was the momentum, and keep it on our side, because you see what happens when you don't have it, right? It switched like that, and they got some momentum on their side. They got rolling after the goalie pull, and we made some costly mistakes defensively.
Terrace McEwen, after the first period and conversing with John Flatters, was saying that they had figured out how to break your forecheck, and it allowed them to come out of their zone a little more cleanly than what they were doing in the first 12, 13 minutes. And you guys tried to adjust, I'm sure, but it just didn't happen for whatever reason.
Yeah. Sure. I just thought that we knew what type of team they are. We know that they like to attack. They transition really well. And we talked about that. We practiced it this week, and we just didn't execute tonight. I think that it wasn't from a lack of effort. I think it was actually guys trying to do too much. They were almost like not thinking like they normally do, right? They were working really hard instead of like thinking and looking behind them and looking to pick up that fourth man or, you know, box out and get under sticks at the net. We didn't have that same level of trust and synchronization, I guess, as a group of five on the ice on the attack. And, you know, you got to give them credit. They have some players that can make you play, right? And they got into some good spots in the rink and some good, great scoring opportunities, and they buried.
John Flatters?
I was going to ask about, it took me a while before I realized 11 forwards, 7 D, and as a former defenseman who, you know, it's so hard. You want to have the same partner every shift because, and I'm assuming same thing for a forward. So how do you get the forwards and the D to kind of accept that role of you're going to have a different partner every shift you go out there?
Yeah, it's just kind of where we're at in terms of, you know, bodies being healthy and putting our best lineup forward. And it is difficult for sure. I know that as a former player, say, as you, it's nice to have the same line or the same D pairing, right? You find that chemistry amongst that. It is a little trickier when you have the odd number of defensemen. So fortunately for us, we have some D that we can play both sides. Ben Saunderson has no problem playing on the right side. Graydon Seaman has no problem playing on the left side. Same with Jack Ketchkowski. He's played a little bit of left and right for us, so we have the flexibility that way. And that's something we're definitely trying to, you know, focus on getting back to the standard typical 4 lines and 6 defensemen. It's just once you got everybody back healthy and enough practice time under their belt, and we can get everybody on the same page and move forward that way.
Anything else, John?
For now, I don't want to lean too hard, but I mean, just in terms of the, you talked about the shifts after a goal, and I'm sure there are, you know, a couple of quick key sayings that you'll call out to players and that kind of thing. So after a goal, what do you try to hammer into the guys so that they're getting out there and they have their focus on as soon as that puck's dropped?
Yeah, really, it's keeping it simple, right? Not trying to do anything like too much, right? We need to, in that situation, manage pucks, get back in the offensive zone. Don't give them anything to get excited about in terms of if we have the momentum. Now, if we don't, it's kind of more of the same. It's getting back to playing simple, getting in the offensive zone, getting on our forecheck, doing something positive to get a spark and get the momentum back on our side. So those are really critical shifts. And, in terms of like a spark, I felt like we had some opportunities here tonight, scoring chance wise. You know, the Willie James shorthanded breakaway comes to mind when it's still, we're down by 1. If that goes in, it's a whole different hockey game. Cooper Williams on the power play hits the bar. We have a couple other looks at the front of the net. Hayden Harsanyi has one. And, you know, if those go in, I still believe that it's a different hockey game and, potentially 2 points for us. But that's all hearsay. It didn't happen. It didn't go that way. But I don't think that it was for a lack of effort or anything like that. I just felt like we didn't have any puck luck in that way, and we made some costly errors. Penalties 200 feet away from our own end, and didn't get the kill. We missed blocks that we normally would get on our penalty kill. And 5-on-5, we just didn't. We weren't quite up to our standard of play.
There is a positive, I think, to this to a degree in terms of your goaltending. Evan Gardner came in, saw action. seems to do okay, made some saves. I think that's got to be good news for you moving forward that you have both guys able to play now.
Yeah, it's great news. And, you know, like Ethan, again, is definitely not on him by any means tonight. He's been so good for us. Such a good kid, a good person, and just has elevated his game and improved just drastically since he's gotten here. But is it 12 straight starts?
Yeah,
12 straight starts is a lot for a goalie. And I know he wants to be in there. I think it's more like mental fatigue than anything. He's had to make some adjustments in his game since arriving here, technically, with our goaltending coach, Jeff Harvey. And I think that that's the thing we've noticed slip a little bit is just the mental fatigue, the reminders of the little things he has to do to be a really good goaltender. And he's done a heck of a job for us the last 12 games, just keeping us in this fight and giving us a chance to win on a nightly basis. But it's really good to see Evan back in there. I think that just those minutes that he had, you know, he wasn't scheduled to come in tonight. It just felt like it was something that we needed to maybe provide a spark. But I'm sure it gives him confidence knowing that he's still got his game. His injury felt good from all reports. So I'd expect some more Evan Gardner this weekend.
And you've got Prince Albert this weekend, home and home. They're the team in first place. You can reel them in with a couple of victories.
Yeah, and that's what's important now, right? The game tonight is behind us. We have to learn from it. Those momentum swings, the penalties, the lack of puck management, those are things we have to learn from. We're going, you know, playing against PA, who has some offensive weapons as well, who are attack-style players, and we're going into a hostile environment, which is a lot of fun in PA on Friday. So we got to turn the page on this one, flush it, come back to work tomorrow, and get ready for Friday.
Good. Dan, thanks for this. Look forward to the game on Friday.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Dan DeSilva, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades.